From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not everyone is happy with President Barack Obama's meeting with Cuba's leader. The talks with Cuban President Raul Castro in Panama were strongly criticized by some Republican presidential hopefuls. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, whose father was born in Cuba, said the meeting represented a disturbing trend. Mr. Obama's highly anticipated meeting with Mr. Castro on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama is the first formal meeting between the leaders of the two countries in more than half a century. Republicans are also criticizing the president's preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear development program. Former presidential candidates Mitt Romney and John McCain, speaking Sunday, attacked the framework agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry, appearing on a CBS program Face the Nation, defended it.
And I think people need to hold their fire. Let us negotiate without interference and be able to complete the job over the course of the next 2.5 months.
John Kerry. Voting in Nigeria's regional elections extended into Sunday in some parts of the country after irregularities were reported in several districts, particularly Rivers State. Voters are electing 36 state governors, with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the recent presidential vote. Turkey recalled its ambassador to the Vatican Sunday after Pope Francis marked the 100th anniversary of the mass killing of Armenians by calling it a genocide. The Turkish government said its envoy was returning home for consultations. Turkey told the Catholic ambassador to Turkey it was deeply sorry and disappointed about the Pope's description. This is VOA News.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Former First Lady, former U.S. Senator, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announcing she is running for president in 2016. She made the announcement Sunday in an online video posted on social media. Sudan is to begin voting Monday in general elections that are all but certain to usher in another 5-year term for President Omar al-Bashir. Gabe Joselow reports.
There is no doubt that President Bashir and his National Congress Party will be the ultimate winners of the election, which takes place over 3 days. For one, the opposition is boycotting the polls, and the president faces no real challenger. That has not stopped Mr. Bashir from promoting the achievements of his administration. At his final campaign rally Thursday at Khartoum National Stadium, Mr. Bashir took a swipe at his Western critics. "We thank God that our foreign relations are excellent," he said. "We have some problems with Western countries. You people know what these countries were. These were colonialist countries. They want people to bow down and to kiss their hands, but we will not do that." Gabe Joselow, Khartoum.
Security forces are on alert in Bangladesh following the execution of a top Islamist leader. Mohammed Kamaruzzaman had been convicted of crimes against humanity for atrocities committed during the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. He was hanged Saturday night at the central jail in Dhaka. Officials tightened security across the capital as thousands poured into the streets to celebrate the execution. The Jamaat-e-Islami Party has denounced the execution and is calling for a nationwide strike on Monday. Saudi Arabia on Sunday rejected Iran's demand that it end its aerial bombardment of Houthi rebels in Yemen. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said last week that the airstrikes launched by the Saudi-led coalition were a crime and genocide. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said his nation seeks to help the legitimate government of Yemen and is not seeking gain for itself. The sound of an exploding transformer sounded like an armed attack on a Kenyan university early Sunday and caused a stampede that ended in the death of one student. Students at the University of Nairobi's Kikuyu campus thought the site was under attack by al-Shabaab militants. Al-Shabaab had massacred 148 people at Kenya's Garissa University College earlier this month. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.